AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 11-year-old Maya Cirillo gave video testimony before a House committee about the day 19 students and two teachers were shot and killed at her school in Uvalde, Texas.
He shot my friend that was next to me, and I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
Cirillo says she took the phone of a dead teacher to call 911. Debate has started on a gun bill in the House. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan responded to a Democrat's claim their arguments against the bill are nonsense.
It is not nonsense to defend the Second Amendment. Second Amendment protects our God-given rights to defend ourselves, our family, our property, and our freedom. That is not nonsense. That is essential is what it is, and it's part of the Constitution.
The Biden administration is diverting more than $10 billion in coronavirus relief money from things like at-home test kits. The AP's Ben Thomas explains why.
The White House says it's trying to come up with money to secure the next generation of vaccines and treatments for high-risk Americans. But it's facing a funding crunch because Congress has not acted on the president's request. Negotiations broke down in March over Biden's plans to end pandemic-related health restrictions at the border. In addition to cutting back on orders of at-home rapid tests, the administration is also scaling back funding for research and development of new COVID-19 vaccines and limiting orders of personal protective equipment as it tries to maintain stockpiles of vaccines and treatments heading into the winter. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of new coronavirus cases and deaths reported globally fell everywhere last week except the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A mayoral aide says workers are removing bodies from the ruins of high-rise buildings in the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol and transporting them in an endless caravan of death. This is AP News. The OECD has slashed its economic outlook.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says Russia's war in Ukraine and the energy and food crises it's worsened will severely drag down global economic growth and push inflation this year. The Paris-based group says China's zero COVID policy that has scrambled manufacturing supply chains also is weighing on a world economy that was starting to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. The OECD is the latest institution to slash its growth forecast, underscoring the dimming economic outlook. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NASA will launch a research rocket from remote northern Australia this month in the agency's first blastoff from a commercial spaceport outside the U.S. Three suborbital sounding rockets will be launched from the Arnhem Space Center on Indigenous-owned land. The launch site was chosen because it is in the southern hemisphere and close to the equator. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.